Lesson 5G. Exercises 4 and 5.
Let's see. What the photos have in common is that they both show jobs. Jobs that are quite challenging. The first photo shows a group of soldiers standing on the shore of what looks a bit like a lake. I imagine that they are on active duty, or they might be training. My best guess would be that they are in danger or expecting to be attacked, as they are carrying weapons and look ready to use them. Actually, they are facing in different directions, as if they were expecting an attack to come out of the blue. I dare say they fear an ambush, but it's not entirely clear what danger they face. In contrast to photo one, the second photo shows a firefighter, which is obviously a civilian job, not a military one. He or she is fighting a fire, holding a... I'm not sure what it is in English. A long, thin tube that you use to spray water on a fire. In all probability, he or she is working with other firefighters, though none are visible in the photo. What else? Well, it looks like a pretty serious fire, as the building, or whatever it is, in front of the firefighter is completely ablaze. I wonder, in fact, if the firefighter isn't taking too big a risk, if you see what I mean, going too close to the flames. Both the soldier and the firefighter face serious challenges and life-threatening dangers. The soldiers could be killed, and although the firefighters don't routinely risk their lives, they sometimes die while carrying out their duty. Let me think. They both depend on strong teamwork and cooperation, I suppose, and support from their colleagues to stay safe. Both need to stay calm in a crisis, and both need to be physically and, mentally strong and courageous, especially the soldier. In addition, the soldier needs to have a ruthless streak, the ability to kill another human being if ordered to, or if his own life is threatened.